Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf tzadi dal Yevamos 94, and we're going to start at the Mishnah on the bottom of 94a, where the Mishnah tells us, Misha holcha ishto l'medina sayam, somebody whose wife traveled overseas, uvao v'amru lo mesa ishtacha, and two witnesses came to him, and this is how it's understood based upon the idea that one witness is not believed to say that his wife has died, because there's no concern about an aguna, that normally we say that one witness would be believed if for a woman to tell us that her husband died. But if we want to say that the wife has died somewhere, the man is usually allowed to remarry anybody. And so therefore, here the understanding is that two witnesses came. It says, the two witnesses came in the plural, and they tell him that your wife has died. And so therefore, we know that all the erevas are prohibited, all prohibited relationships are prohibited even after the death, with the exception of the sister of one's wife. After one's wife dies, one is allowed to marry her sister. And so therefore, in this circumstance, since they've told him that his wife has died, he goes and marries his sister. And afterwards, his wife appears from overseas. And so now we see that he's married both her and her sister, and it's prohibition. It's a prohibition. So we see under these circumstances, muteres lachzor lo. So we say under these circumstances, we say he's permitted to return to his first wife, even though by the case of a woman we pass who marries a man, we say that she has to leave both marriages if she marries a man thinking that her husband is dead. But in this case, we say that he is allowed to return to his first wife, because the marriage to the sister, after he was thinking that the first sister has died, the marriage to the second sister is not going to be considered like a marriage at all. And so therefore, he's allowed to go back to his first wife. And therefore, the husband is mutar bekrovo shnia. So therefore, also the husband, since he's not really married the second sister, is allowed to marry the relatives of the second sister, like, for example, to marry her daughter. If he had really been married to the second sister, he would not be allowed to marry her daughter, but in this case, he's allowed to. And she's not going to be prohibited to him on account of the law of Bas Ishto, the daughter of his wife. And so too, Vishnia Muteris Bekrovav, and so too, this second sister who he thought he was marrying his wife, but who's not really his wife, is allowed to marry his relatives. Like, for example, she's allowed to marry his son, and she's not going to be prohibited to him, to the son, because she was the wife of his father. And also, v'im meisa rishona mutar b'shnia. And also, if the first wife will then die, and meaning to say, after he goes back to the first wife, now the first wife dies, we're now going to say he's allowed to marry the second sister, because we're going to say this idea that exactly like you say, you're allowed to marry a sister after her wife, you're allowed to marry your wife's sister after she dies. And so we're not going to say since he had married her as a mistake and he had had an improper relationship with her, therefore he's prohibited to marry her after the wife dies. So the Mishnah brings another example where there was a mistake made. And the Mishnah says, Amrulo Mesa Ishto, let's say they tell him that his wife died. And then as a result of this, on the basis of Rashi says on the basis of one witness, Tosfos rejects it and says it's on the basis of two witnesses. They come along and they say his wife has died. And then as a result of this, Nasa es achoso, he goes in and marries his sister. Va'achar kach amrlo, and afterwards these two witnesses, afterwards two other witnesses come along and they reject what the first witness has said. So therefore we say, Kayemes, they say that indeed the wife was alive when he married her sister, and only afterwards did she die, Mesa. So both of them are saying that now she's dead. But according to the second set of witnesses, at the moment that he married the second sister, the first wife was still alive, and only now is she permitted. Therefore, we say under these circumstances, Havlad, that the offspring that he will produce from the sister Rishon, the first one who was born before his wife has died, that first one is going to be a mamzer, is going to be considered this bastard child. And the reason is because this child was born from a prohibited relationship, which is prohibited by Kares, because at the time that he had that he conceived this child, he was still married to the mother of the child's sister, and so therefore it was a prohibited relationship by Kares, and so therefore the offspring is a mamzer. However, via Achron, the sister that was born after his wife died, after the first wife died, and so now he's only married to the second wife, this offspring is a mamzer. This offspring is not a mamzer, because at the time that this offspring was born, she was already permitted to him, or was conceived, she was already permitted to him. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Shaposel Al Yedei Acherim Posel Al Yedei Atzmo. Rabbi Yossi says anyone who the husband prohibits for others, meaning to say that he prohibits the sister to go back to her husband by having a relationship with her, he's also going to prohibit for himself. And Kol She'im Posel Al Yedei Acherim, anyone who, through his actions, he does not prohibit it to somebody else, Enu Posel Al Yedei Atzmo, he does not prohibit for himself. And the Gemara is going to explain in more detail the dispute between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama.